When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We're inching closer to the start of the Big 12 football season. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and we are grateful for you for being here on the show. I will give you the best games in the Big 12 conference this year from top to bottom on the show. But I do want to quickly address, as we get this show started here, the conversation that is taking place around Paul Feinbaum coming up on the show. That's right. Paul Feinbaum is going to be on the show this week. So that's why when I said to you guys, can you subscribe on iTunes, on Spotify, on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button as well. It matters because you're going to get Paul Feinbaum this week on the show. So don't miss that. Paul and I exchanged very pleasant emails over an article I wrote on another outlet's website about media. It was a compliment, a testament to the job that he has done throughout his career. He sent me a nice note. I said, can you come on the Heartland College Sports Show? And Paul Feinbaum said yes. So that's taking place this Thursday. Don't miss it. Make sure you're subscribed. All right, so with that being said, let me give you the best games in the Big 12 to watch this year. And I'm going to start with the top five non-conference games, and then I'll give you the top 10 conference games. 1 through 5, the biggest game in the Big 12 from a non-conference perspective is West Virginia and Penn State. West Virginia and Penn State can set the tone for the Big 12 in non-conference play. At a time when the Big 12 is continuing to get disrespected, or at least not get the love of the Big Ten and the SEC, and we get why. I'm not denying that it's not somewhat deserved based on the gap that exists, but the Big 12 can get a lot of notoriety right out of the gates by West Virginia being an unranked team, pulling off a win against a team like Penn State, who's ranked 8th in the country. That would be absolutely tremendous for this league. Because I think if everything breaks right for West Virginia, they're a team that we're talking about being in the mix in late November for a Big 12 championship. Their schedule is brutal, but they can do it. So with that being said, if you get an early season win over a Penn State, that changes the conversation very quickly. Instead of the national media doing its boring, age-old, well, there's the Big Ten, well, there's the SEC, and then, yeah, there's these other two conferences. They've got to immediately respect the Big 12. They can't kiss the Big Ten's rear end all day after West Virginia, projected to finish 8th in the Big 12 and not in the top 25, beats Penn State. They can't do it. That's why that game is massive for this league week one on Big Noon Kickoff. The second most important game in the Big 12 in non-conference play is Arkansas taking on Oklahoma State. And this is really more about a game that Mike Gundy can't lose. Mike Gundy's teams get off the slow starts. Just ask South Alabama about that last year. And on the flip side, Oklahoma State's projected to finish near the top of the Big 12. They cannot find themselves in a position where they lose a game to a bottom feeder in the SEC, because then the opposite happens of what would take place if West Virginia beat Penn State. The opposite would be the Big 12 stinks so bad, the SEC bottom feeders with a coach on the hot seat in Sam Pittman is beating a team that's expected or projected to be there at the very end in Oklahoma State. So as much as anything, it's just about the fact that Oklahoma State can't lose it because it screws up the narrative in a big way. If a team projected to finish near the top of the Big 12 ends up blowing it to a team projected to finish near the bottom of the SEC, that would be an unmitigated disaster. That's why it's such an important game. Now, number three on the top Big 12 non-conference games, UCF in Florida. UCF in Florida matters because if UCF wants to put itself in that upper echelon of Florida college football teams with Florida and Florida State and Miami, a game like this matters. Matters in that state and matters for the Big 12. Now, Florida's got a brutal schedule, but I'm not sitting here crying for them. All that matters is that UCF is able to potentially pull off what would be a program-defining victory. That's what would make it absolutely fantastic for the Big 12 and for the UCF Knights. If they can catch the Gators trying to take a week off in the midst of their brutal SEC schedule, well, damn, the Big 12 and UCF should take it and absolutely run with it. At number four in the biggest non-conference games in the Big 12, Iowa State and Iowa. Now, it's amazing because Matt Campbell has done an incredible job, but he's got one win over Iowa since he took over in 2016. Paul Rhodes couldn't beat anybody in the Big 12, but Paul Rhodes, I mean, he was beating Iowa every other year. It's so bizarre. He beat Iowa three times in four seasons, Paul Rhodes. Now, once again, nobody would trade Matt Campbell for Paul Rhodes. I'm just saying it's really comical that Matt Campbell has all this success and cannot beat Iowa, and Paul Rhodes couldn't win a damn thing in the conference, but he beat Iowa. I mean, I'm sorry, Iowa State fans. I wish you could have it all, but apparently not. That being said, this is the kind of year when Iowa State should say, hey, we think we've got the better team. They've rebuilt that team, of course, in the wake of the Purdy and Hall days, and now they're ready to pop again. And this is the kind of game you want to win. Iowa's in the top 25, barely. It should be, as always, a competitive game. It's got 10-7 written all over it, as always. But you got to start winning some of these, all right? Any game against a Big Ten team, especially one ranked, is valuable for the Big 12 because they don't come around often. So that's why I've got Iowa State, Iowa at number four. And then at number five, Colorado and Nebraska. You know, Deion Sanders and the Buffaloes beat Nebraska last year, but Matt Rule's a program builder. He's going to have this team better in year two. And for Deion, it could set the tone for the program very early in the season. And for the Big 12, you get one of your middle-of-the-pack teams, projected middle-of-the-pack teams, to beat a Big Ten projected middle-of-the-pack team. That helps build the Big 12's case as a conference that may not be as top-heavy as the Big Ten and the SEC, but has the competitive depth from the top to the bottom. That's why that is such a valuable game for the Big 12. It's not that Colorado is going to use it and launch pad into a Big 12 championship. I don't see that happening, but it matters from the standpoint of value to this brand and value to the league brand and value to the narrative and the storylines that come out of a game like that. And that game will be on NBC as they start their college football foray away from Notre Dame. So that's another interesting reason to keep an eye on that game as well. And if I saw it right, Colt McCoy is going to be broadcasting that game. So old Colt McCoy. By the way, I got a story about Colt McCoy. Can I share it real quick? I interviewed Colt McCoy for this website, Heartland College Sports, 7 or 8 years ago. He was with the Washington Redskins at the time. And we had a good chat. I thought it went well, a little Q&A, maybe 10 minutes. And I asked him about concussions. You know, he had had a few. Would he let his kids play football? And the Redskins PR guy at the time called me up and chewed my butt out. And I was like, did that just happen? Did I just get chewed out by the Redskins PR guy? I think his name was like Tony Wiley or something. And he just lit me up. If you Google it, there was several media stories written about myself and Tony Wiley at the time over a Colt McCoy interview that I thought was pretty harmless, but apparently pissed off the wrong people with the Redskins. They were not the Commanders by then, by the way. They weren't. So anyway, there's my Colt McCoy story. We'll see how he does in that Colorado-Nebraska game. I will give you now my top 10 conference games in the Big 12.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And I'll do that 1 through 10. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Thank you for being here. Hit that subscribe button if you're on iTunes, if you're on the podcast. Thank you. Spotify, YouTube, it doesn't matter. Paul Feinbaum's coming on the show this week. That is reason in and of itself to subscribe. If you haven't done it yet, what more can I ask of you? I've got Paul Feinbaum coming on. Can that get you to hit that subscribe button? Can that get you to leave that 5-star rating and review? Come on. Could you do it for me? We've got 770 ratings on iTunes. Can you hit the 5-star and get us to 800 by week one? Because I got Paul Feinbaum. That's all I'm asking. I want to keep the show free, keep everybody happy. We don't ask you for anything else. Just help us out in that way. Thank you guys for doing it. Really appreciate it. All right, top 10 Big 12 conference games, top to bottom. The number one game in the Big 12 this year, Oklahoma State and Utah on September 21st. That game will set the tone for the season in the Big 12 conference. There is no doubt in my mind. They both believe they can win this league. The winner will be in a great position. The loser will be in not such a great position. They're not going to be out of it or anything like that. But man, you talk about getting a leg up. The winner of this game in Stillwater is going to have a massive leg up on the Big 12 race. And it's that classic premier program of the old Big 12 teams against the premier program of the new Big 12 teams. You have two of the three longest tenure coaches in college football, Kyle Whittingham and Mike Gundy. Two guys who have built this program or their respective programs up over two decades. A lot of commonalities, a lot of similarities, rabid fan bases, and that right there is the best game in the Big 12 this season. From there, the second best game in the Big 12 comes the following week, September 28th, Kansas State, Oklahoma State in Manhattan. A classic old school Big 12 game, late September, going to decide the hierarchy in the Big 12 when all is said and done. And last season's matchup was on a Friday night. And it's what helped turn around Oklahoma State's season, where, of course, they ended up playing for a Big 12 championship. And Kansas State didn't have much wiggle room the rest of the way. So when Kansas State lost that overtime game to Texas, that was basically game set match for their season. They did not have very much room to work with. So this game will go a long way for both of these teams in deciding what their fate looks like this season as well. So Kansas State, Oklahoma State comes in at number two on this list. Then we've got West Virginia, Kansas, third biggest game in the Big 12. That game takes place September 21st. Now, these are also two teams with Big 12 title aspirations because like half the Big 12 thinks it can win the Big 12, as it should. And the winner is going to be like, damn, we're in a good spot. The loser has a major uphill battle. The loser suddenly says, are we actually a middle-of-the-pack team in this league? That's how big that game is. as it sets off conference play for KU and West Virginia. And it comes early in conference play on September 21st. Then September 28th, Utah and Arizona. That's the fourth biggest game in the Big 12 I've got on my list. Now, I've got a lot of these September games in the top four, all September games in the top four, because they set the tone for the rest of the season. I can't put a November 15th game in the top spot unless it was so obvious. If Utah-Oklahoma State was in November, I'd put it in the top spot. But these games in September really define the rest of the season. That's why they're more important, and that's why they're at the top of my list. So Utah-Arizona, another couple of teams, expect to win the Big 12. Utah's going to be coming off of the Oklahoma State game. They're projected to win the Big 12. It's an old Pac-12 matchup. And if Arizona is serious about getting itself into the mix, that's the kind of game that if they win, will go a big way and a long way in helping them, of course, be a team that ends up in Arlington when all is said and done. Next up on my list here, number five on the biggest Big 12 games of the year, Oklahoma State and West Virginia. We go to October. Oklahoma State will have taken on Utah and Kansas State, while West Virginia will have played Kansas before then having a bye week. So no matter the scenario here, this could be a do-or-die game for either or both teams. If West Virginia's 0-1, then a loss will sink their chances of being contenders. If the Mountaineers have lost to Kansas and then lose to Oklahoma State, they're done. If Oklahoma State is any worse than 2-0 after playing Utah and Kansas State, and they could split those games, they could lose both. Who knows? This is more or less a must-win for them. So one of these two teams is likely to find themselves in a must-win scenario on October 5th, which is crazy when you really think about it. The sixth biggest game of the Big 12 football season is West Virginia and Kansas State October 19th. Later in October in Morgantown, West Virginia will have taken on KU, Oklahoma State, and Iowa State in league play. That is just brutal. Kansas State's coming off a road trip to Colorado and playing this game 1 week before they play KU in the Sunflower Showdown. They cannot overlook Morgantown and the Mountaineers. They won't, but they better not get caught looking ahead, because this West Virginia team is either going to be in contention or be desperate for a victory to stay in the mix as we hit the halfway mark in the season. The seventh biggest game in the Big 12 is the Sunflower Showdown. K-State, KU in Manhattan. Remember, last year K-State won it, but KU was on its third-string quarterback. Daniels was long gone in the season. Bean warmed up that game and then didn't play. They were on a freshman in Ballard, and KU gave them a run. So this is becoming a great matchup. These two teams are ranked in the preseason for the first time in nearly 30 years. And this game has a lot of potential to have implications in the Big 12 title race. The eighth biggest game on the Big 12 schedule, Kansas and Iowa State, November 9th. What makes this fun is that it's in Arrowhead Stadium where the Chiefs play. And you could have KU, Iowa State, 75,000 between both fan bases, playing in an iconic NFL stadium. That in and of itself is pretty cool. And then you get the fact that it's early November, Big 12 title race is on, and this could very well be an elimination game for one or both of these teams in the race to get to a Big 12 championship, which means you got a shot at the college football playoff. So elimination game, Arrowhead Stadium, old school Big 12. What's not to like about that matchup right there? Number nine, Utah-Iowa State, November 23rd. Given my belief that Utah's worthy of being the preseason favorite in the Big 12, picking their games to be some of the most meaningful late only makes sense, right? Now, Utah could be needing this game to lock up a spot in the Pac-12, or Pac-12. I will never say that word again. How dare you? Can't say those words ever again. We will not repeat the phrase Pac-12 on this show. Sorry. My apologies. Big boo-boo. I should get fined. Utah could be needing this game to punch a ticket to the Big 12 title. Iowa State could very well be in the mix still to reach Arlington for a Big 12 championship game appearance. There are so many possibilities that will play a role in the conference race. And this is one of those games that is going to go a long way to, I believe, determining who ends up in Arlington. And last but not least, the 10th biggest game in the Big 12, UCF and Utah, November 29th. There are so many scenarios. Does Utah need to win to get to Arlington? Maybe they're already in the Big 12 championship, but UCF is still in the mix, trying to punch its ticket to the league title. In which case, what does Utah do? Does it rest its players? Does it not? Who knows? How do we handle this? What's going on? Now, maybe none of these scenarios play out. And I thought about putting Farmageddon in this spot at number 10. However, I said to myself, of the four teams, Utah, UCF, Kansas State, Iowa State, I think to myself, you know what? Utah is the one of those four that I feel most confident in being in the mix for a Big 12 championship. So that's why I leaned with UCF versus Utah on Black Friday to round out the biggest games in the Big 12 conference this year. I gave you five non-cons. I gave you 10 conference games. And that's where this thing is going to go with the Big 12 season right around the corner. And I will also give you this week my predictions for the upcoming Big 12 season. That is coming as well. So make sure you're subscribed to the show. iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, because some of our biggest shows of the year are coming in the days ahead. That's why you want to be here. All right? Dustin asks me this, and I'm answering these questions on the fly. Pete, you made the comment a while back, Oklahoma State is the most successful program in the conference. However, Kansas State has more Big 12 wins, a more recent Heisman finalist, three times as many Big 12 championships, two of which since OSU's most recent. What gives? Why do you favor OSU over KSU? Thanks as always. Well, it's a nice way of saying I'm an idiot, Dustin. So that's it's all good, man. I really was thinking about this from the standpoint of the last 20 years, Mike Gundy's tenure. And for Kansas State, you know, you've got the Ron Prince era, right? So, I don't remember exactly how I said it or what I said, but I do think when you look at the last 20 years that Mike Gundy has been in Oklahoma State, his tenure with the Cowboys has been more consistent than the last 20 years for Kansas State, just based on the fact that Kansas State had that sloppy Ron Prince era. And you've seen Oklahoma State consistently be there year in, year out. Now, Kansas State, I put them as, if we're talking 1-1A, it wasn't really meant to be a dig at necessarily Kansas State, because they're right in that conversation. No doubt about it. Not denying it, not saying you're wrong. I mean, you obviously have the data there on what you were just talking about that is absolutely factually accurate. But if I was to give an edge to one of those two programs during the Mike Gundy era, I would give it to Oklahoma State. I mean, you know, yes, K-State won the Big 12 championship 2 years ago. Oklahoma State's been in it two of the last 3 years. Both these teams have had their moments where they've been talked about in a national championship conversation. Although Oklahoma State has had the edge on that front, they had the incredible season in 2011. They were in the mix. Kansas State was in the mix back in 2012, that would have been. So we are splitting hairs. It's not an anti-K-State thing. It was just a comment. If I had to give it to somebody, give the edge, I would give it to Oklahoma State over the last 20 years under the Mike Gundy tenure. But absolutely outstanding argument, and you're not going to get a lot of, complaining from me if you want to say that Kansas State is that program instead of Oklahoma State. But that's the great problem that we have in this conference right now. It is competitive as ever. It is anybody's guess who's going to rise to the top year in, year out consistently in this league. But if I'm placing my money somewhere, it is some combination of Utah, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State. And in large part, it's because of the guys that run the program. Whittingham's been there for 20 years. Gundy's been there for 20 years. Kleiman could be there for another 15 easily if he wants, 10, whatever. But, you know, you talk about consistency, Snyder to Kleiman is as good as it gets. So that drives this as much as anything else. And certainly I think that's what we're going to be looking at in the years to come in this conference as the 2024 season is just days away. We appreciate you guys being here at Heartland College Sports. Please do hit that subscribe button. However you are consuming this show, Feinbaum's coming up here later this week. We are recording this conversation with Feinbaum on Thursday of this week. So make sure you're here. Hit the 5-star. So appreciate you guys doing that. And we will talk to you soon. Can't wait for some Big 12 football. It'll be here before we know it. And join the Heartland College Sports Forums if you have not done that yet. A lot of fun meeting new fans every single day. And it's just getting cranked up with the season right around the corner. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. Have a great day. Talk to you later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.